Get 'em Before They Get You Narka, who travelled widely in foreign parts. It contained memories. Shadwell blew his nose noisily on his sleeve. Then he opened a tin of condensed milk for breakfast. If the armies of glorification had tried to march with Newt, bits of them would have dropped off. This is because, apart from Newt and Shadwell, they had been dead for quite a long time. It was a mistake to think of Shadwell, Newt never found out if he had a first name, as a lone nut. It was just that all the others were dead, in most cases for several hundred years. Once, the army had been as big as it currently appeared in Shadwell's creatively edited bookkeeping. Newt had been surprised to find that the Witchfinder army had antecedents as long and almost as bloody as its more mundane counterpart. The rates of pay for Witchfinders had last been set by Oliver Cromwell and never reviewed. Officers got a crown and the general got a sovereign. It was just an honorarium, of course, because you got ninepence per witch found and the first pick of their property. You really got to rely on those ninepences, and so times had been a bit hard before Shadwell had gone on the payrolls of heaven and hell. Newt's pay was one old shilling per year. A note for young people and Americans, 1 shilling equals 5p. It helps to understand the antique finances of the Witchfinder Army if you know the original British monetary system. 2 farthings equal 1 halfpenny. 2 halfpennies equal 1 penny. 3 pennies equal a threepenny bit. 2 threepences equal a sixpence. 2 sixpences equal 1 shilling or bob. 2 bob equals a florin. 1 florin and 1 sixpence equals 1/2 crown. 4 half-crowns equal 10 bob note. 2 10-bob notes equal 1 pound, or 240 pennies. 1 pound and 1 shilling equals 1 guinea. The British resisted decimalised currency for a long time because they thought it was too complicated. In return for this, he was charged to keep glimmer, firelock, firebox, tinderbox or igniferous matches about his person at all times, although Shadwell indicated that a Ronson gas lighter would do very well. Shadwell had accepted the invention of the patent cigarette lighter in the same way that conventional soldiers welcomed the repeating rifle. The way Newt looked at it, it was like being in one of those organisations like the Sealed Knot, or those people who kept on refighting the American Civil War. It got you out at weekends and meant that you were keeping alive fine old traditions that had made Western civilization what it was today. An hour after leaving the headquarters, Newt pulled into a lay-by and rummaged in the box on the passenger seat. Then he opened the car window, using a pair of pliers for the purpose since the handle had long since fallen off. The packet of firelighters was sent winging over a hedge. A moment later, the thumbscrew followed it. He debated about the rest of the stuff and then put it back in the box. The pin was Witchfinder military issue, with a good ebony knob on the end like a lady's hat pin. He knew what it was for. He'd done quite a lot of reading. Shadwell had piled him up with pamphlets at their first meeting, but the army had also accumulated various books and documents, which, Newt suspected, would be worth a fortune if they ever hit the market. The pin was to jab into suspects. If there was any spot on their body where they didn't feel anything, they were a witch. Simple. Some of the fraudulent witchfinders had used special retracting pins, but this one was honest, solid steel. He wouldn't be able to look old Shadwell in the face if he threw away the pin. Besides, it was probably bad luck. He started the engine and resumed his journey. Newt's car was a Wasabi. He called it Dick Turpin in the hope that one day someone would ask him why. It would be a very accurate historian who could pinpoint the precise day when the Japanese changed from being fiendish automatons who copied everything from the West to becoming skilled and cunning engineers who would leave the West standing. But the Wasabi had been designed on that one confused day and combined the traditional bad points of most Western cars with a host of innovative disasters, the avoidance of which had made firms like Honda and Toyota what they were today. Newt had never actually seen another one on the road, despite his best efforts. For years, and without much conviction, he'd enthused to his friends about its economy and efficiency in the desperate hope that one of them might buy one, because misery loves company. In vain did he point out that its 823cc engine, its 3-speed gearbox, its incredible safety devices like the balloons, which inflated on dangerous occasions, such as when you were doing 45 miles per hour on a straight, dry road, but were about to crash because a huge safety balloon had just obscured the view. He'd also wax slightly lyrical about the Korean-made radio, which picked up radio Pyongyang incredibly well, and the simulated electronic voice.